I'm Jay.
I'm Adrian.
And together we are
the Two Crazy Cat Ladies.
I'm gonna cut you.
I think I just peed.
Buckle up. We're back in the closet.
Welcome to another episode of Back in the Closet with the Two Crazy Cat Ladies. Guys, we are so excited because we are joined by our man crush today, by one of our favorite humans on the planet, one of the kindest, most gentlest souls, and the advocate for cats everywhere, for those, for stray and feral cats, doing TNR left and right, dedicated his entire life to it. Please welcome
the one and
Trap
only
King,
Starling Davis.
Starling Davis.
Meow, 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 meow.
Thank you so much for joining. So, Starling,
thanks for having me.
We're so blessed to have you here. We heard from a little birdie that it's your birthday this week.
Whoa, whoa.
And it's the big 4-4, which is super lucky. Ooh. Right?
I've heard.
So we have to do a toast to you.
Everybody raise a glass.
Everybody raise a glass.
Well, I don't have a glass.
we'll toast to you. A happy birthday to you,
thank
Starling.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
So excited about it.
We're
doing dry January, by the way. I don't know if we told you that yet, but we're doing dry January, so we're drinking tea now.
Oh, I like it. Okay. I've heard a lot of people doing the dry January.
Yeah, we decided to try to switch it up a little bit. It's pretty neat. I actually like it a lot.
It's pretty neat.
It's pretty neat. I mean,
we haven't been a dry month in about 15 years. So,
so we thought maybe it's time. Let's try it.
That'll probably do my workout some good.
Do what?
My workout. That'll probably do my gym workout some good to go dry.
I have to say, there's a lot of clarity that I didn't realize I was missing until all of a sudden it's like, wow, okay, everything works fine when I'm not drinking every night. So I'm looking forward to February still. Looking forward to February, but it's a nice change for a month. So happy birthday. Tell me a little bit about your birthday celebrations, because I know that you've got some big stuff in the works this month.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes. So I am having the fundraiser for Feline Festival. That's actually going to be the 20th of this month. We'll be celebrating my birthday as well. My actual birthday was the 8th, but we're going to celebrate it on the 20th along with my fundraiser. We're going to have some raffles. I'm going to be hosting it. I'm doing some cat raps. I got a string quartet coming through. We got a lot of stuff going on. Giveaways, swag bags. Aruva has hooked me up with some food, so I'm gonna do some food giveaways. It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be pretty big.
Wow, that's so much fun. Where is it gonna be located for anybody that wants to come? Are there tickets?
It's free to get in. It'll be in here where I'm at now in Asheville, North Carolina, at a brewery called Ginger's Revenge, one of my favorite breweries. So it's gonna be good.
That's awesome. How many years have you been doing the Feline Festival fundraiser?
This is the very first one, so it's a big deal to me. I haven't done a lot of big fundraisers at all, really. Like, this is probably the first big one like this. The last time I did any type of serious fundraiser was for I thought I was gone.
You can work for a second. You were saying the last time you did any type of fundraiser was for...
big pause. No, it was for the RV.
That was a big pause, though. That was huge.
Yeah. There's Annie.
Annie's
here
coming.
Walking around here somewhere just a minute ago.
We organized our closet for you, Starling. we finally cleaned it out a little bit. Yeah.
Who's that back there?
That's Annie.
Look at you peeking out.
It's her hiding spot. She loves to be behind her clothes. So the fundraising thing leads me into, this is interesting that you've been in this for a long time. It's been years that you've been doing it. And this is the first real big fundraiser that you've hosted. And that kind of brings me into what I wanted to chat about today, because you know, we're always talking about like, well, let's educate people on what TNR is and let's educate people on rescue and how they can get involved in their local communities and things like that. And I think that's all great. And awesome. We're all advocates. Everybody that's listening, everybody that's here are all advocates and supporters of that. However, I think that people don't see the nitty gritty. I don't think they see the dirty behind what goes on in rescue, you know, the down low. And I think that that needs to be exposed so that we can better support and that we can better come together. If you
want up.
As a united, right? I think it would be, for those of you guys that are listening and not watching, we're all wearing the same t-shirt. It's the One Up t-shirt, the One United Paw t-shirt that is all going towards Sterling's fundraiser.
And Aaron's here tonight.
Aaron, the greeter. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. And
hey, Aaron.
Yeah. And the link is in the description if you guys want. I am telling you, the most comfortable t-shirt I've ever.
T-shirts are so cool. And on the bottom,
and if whoever's already pre-ordered, they'll be shipping out next week. Actually, whoever's awesome. Already pre-ordered, so
awesome, yeah. Awesome.
That is so exciting.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the down and dirty, right? When it comes to rescue, because you know there's a lot of beautiful people, beautiful, so many beautiful cat people in the world, and you know they work their full-time job and then they go and you know they volunteer once or twice a week. That's what we did when we had time. We were like, okay, well, let's do, you know, a little bit of this. We can do the release portion, or maybe we can do the trap portion here, and you know, go to our local shelters, help and donate things like that. All of this is absolutely needed, but for a lot of people like you, your whole life is dedicated to this. This is your everyday thing. And it's not a, you know, you go have a job. You literally live on donations.
Right.
So yeah. Tell us a little bit about like how it's gotta be hard. Cause you can never like budget correctly.
Oh yeah. It's definitely tough. I have a lot of people that reach out to me sometimes on social media and they like, hey man, I want to do what you do. And I'm like, do you know exactly what I do? It's not, I'm not at a point where I'm getting a lot of extra money and extra things. I take less, I give less to myself. So that's the reason why for the RV, because there's no way I could afford rent and cat surgeries at the same time. So that's a lot of reason why I cut back on a lot of things, but I love it. I'm doing what I love, but it gets tough. Cause like you said, you can't really budget for that. And the one thing about not having a 9-to-5 job and doing what I do is there is no clocking out. You never clock out of this emotionally, physically, you do not clock out. And that can be tough. That's the reason for things like burnout, compassion fatigue, which is every rescuer, all of y'all know that we deal with that a ton, but it gets tough. I think the thing that carries me on, and that's why pushing this One Up, One United Paw, because another thing that we deal with a lot of time is unfortunately infighting, disagreeing a lot of times. It's tough. It's like different rescues fighting for grants and different locations, you know, this is my cat. So people feeling that you may do it wrong. They may not like the way you do it. And again, One Up, One United Paw is that, because no matter how you do it, you know, whether it's from a rescue standpoint, adoption, fostering, if it's dogs, you know, you might like possums and raccoons. We are all One United Paw for something better and bigger than ourselves.
Yep.
That is so well said. The compassion fatigue, though, that is so for real. And, you know, you do this full time. We've talked before about, you know, some of the things that you do to keep in shape physically, mentally, emotionally. For people that do this, like in their free time, that have such a passion for it, what are some of the things can you share with them? Because for me, when we did this, it was like there was not a day I did not lose my shit.
And I
just have so much respect. So for people that are like, yes, I want to help, I see the need, I see that, you know, we can help stop a lot of suffering, whatever it is, how do you prepare them for the emotional side of this.
Yeah.
It's, well, one thing I will say too, and a lot of people look at it like, okay, I'll be okay forever, or you're never going to have those times. You're going to have those moments where you cry. I remember when I first started, I was working for a shelter, and I was crying every day. Every day. And everybody's always like, Sterling, you got to toughen up. And I mean, I'm just boohooing because of a cat that I couldn't save, or a cat that I didn't want to take back, but this is the best place for it, for the cat. So I was crying every day. But one thing that I've been told, and what I tell people, is it's okay. It's okay to cry and get that out. It's bad when you don't. If you running around doing this and somehow you just numb to it all, that's when it's probably time to stop. You want to feel it. You want to feel the thing. So it's about having a tribe, people that you can talk to. Definitely have somebody that you could talk to that understands. I'm always telling people that I have, like you all, you y'all have seen me at some of my toughest times, but I was glad that y'all were there. I was glad that y'all was there. It meant a lot. And that's one of the things you want to have, is your tribe, your people that you can talk to and know that it's not just going to be you. So many rescuers, they think that, you know, my group or myself, we're going to do it all. We're going to fix it all. It's not how it works. You got to know that it's going to take a team. It's going to take more than just you. You can't put it all on your own shoulders. And yeah. I try to let people know that all the time. And you're going to deal with a few feral humans sometimes.
Feral humans.
It happens. I come from, before I started, I was into rap music, and it was like gangster rap. And it's one of the most competitive, toughest art forms you could be around. And I'm telling you, it has nothing on Cat Rescue. Cat Rescue is a whole different ball game. So it is tough. You got to make sure that you give yourself the things, you allow yourself to feel, and take some time out. The gym has been my savior. It really helps, especially from when we were together in out in Vegas, the Super Zoo. We had from there, I was like, okay, I have to start doing more for myself in order to get through. Because we'll just go. Once you get in it, they say it's like the mafia. You never get out, and you just go. And before you know it, you can hit that wall. So
it's
important to take care of yourself.
It's an interesting thing to try to find that fine line, that balance of like, I want to change the world and I want to keep doing this because I love it and I know that I'm making a difference, versus I need to rest and take a little bit of time for myself. I might be an optimist, but to me, I think that's where the feral human comes in, right? I feel like it's when you're going too hard, or you're doing too much, or you have it like your way. And then, you know, that's when the infighting happens. We don't need infighting. We need unity, right? Unity is what we really need, especially in the cat community. I mean, especially in rescue, you know, like we're all here. And that's what One United Paw stands for, is that we're all here for the same reason. We're all here to save the cats. Right. And in any, like you said, with dogs, in any realm, if we all have the same mission, we got to look at it from the macro and not the micro, right? We got to step back. We got to look at the bigger picture and then work together, because when we work together, that's when we change the world. Yeah.
Yes. That's when it happens. And that was when I came up with this. I was in Hollywood, Florida, with a couple of my friends. Shout out to Lisa and Kathy, if y'all look. But that was one of the main things, is because you have so many situations where, and I've seen this in a lot of different states, a lot of different areas I go to, where everyone starts at one big rescue, and then someone doesn't like the procedure or something that happens, and then suddenly everybody's going to start their own group, their own nonprofit, their own rescue. And it you know, we have strong opinions on the way we do things. So, and that's how it starts. We can be pretty tough on one another, like real critical of each other's work. And that was why One United Paul was such a big deal, because that's something we got to really hit home with. It's hard enough that we'll have to deal with the cats, the ones that we're trying to rescue, the ones that we can't. It's hard enough for that than to be fighting amongst each other. So right. I really wanted to push that. Y'all always hear me saying same team. I'm always trying to push unity in what we do, because like you said, that's how we get it done. That's how we make a real change.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you have always somehow kept this even keel type of
positivity,
love and unity at your core has always been the same, even though you've been living in a RV for, you were living in a van before you got this RV. So you,
was it down by the river or no?
Down by the river. Yeah, that was back in the day. I still can't believe I did that. I was thinking back, I was talking to somebody the other day about that, when I still just had the van and I couldn't even stand all the way up in the van, and I had to park in the Planet Fitness parking lot so I could take a shower and shave in there. Like it was a lot, but I was like most rescue folks. I was in love. I was ready. I was ready to take on the world. Like I have to do it. I have to make a difference. So whatever it takes, but it's been a journey.
Right. Yeah.
So the shirt thing, though, I mean, was it just like because these shirts are so, I love them. I love the design.
Yeah.
The design is so cool. And I love the message. Just what a great reminder. Was it like a dream, or was it really just a moment while you were out in?
An inspired moment.
Yeah. Like yeah. Came up with what it's going to look like and everything behind it.
I didn't even have the look or design in my head yet. The first thing was just the actual saying, one up, one united Paul. And it was after it was so many groups. When I was at Hollywood, Florida, and we were doing TNR out there, and so many groups came together. And this was one of the times where I saw this really work. And it inspired me, because you had at least five different rescue groups all coming together. I think we was able to trap and fix about close to 80 cats in a day.
Wow.
But everybody was coming together. And I was like, that's one united paw. Like, that's the thing. That's how it's going to happen. We went to like three different locations. We was just knocking it out, getting it. And there was no, like I said, usually there are fights. There was no fights. It was beautiful. And that kind of inspired me to not only do more events like that, because I try to go out to a lot of places and do big rescue events like that, but it inspired me to keep doing those as well as one up.
And yeah. It didn't inspire you to move to Florida?
No. Oh, I will say the weather, it'll make you think, but I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you are. And you know, it's another thing I was thinking, you know, we're in the dead of winter right now, and like trapping cats, getting outside, doing this kind of stuff is much harder when it's freezing cold.
Cause you'll wait for hours.
Yeah. How does that go for you right now?
It is a lot. A lot of times you sitting in the vehicle, looking out the window, kind of waiting, because it is cold. It is. And I just left Detroit, Michigan, actually trapping out there, and it was, it's a lot. You gotta bring some snacks and a big coat, but again, working together, like being able, if you have multiple people, you're not doing every single thing by yourself. It does make it a lot easier, but the cold, oh my goodness, it's tough. And you can only imagine. I will say, I think it's motivating. The cold weather is motivating, because when I see cats out there, I'm like, okay, it's motivating me to work harder, because I know if I'm out here for the time that I'm out here, if they live out here, it's tough. Yeah. It's cold. So it kind of motivates you to want to help them out, to build more cat houses. The winter, I've done a lot of winter shelter workhouses, where we build the cat houses outside, and that's to help keep them warm. A lot of colony feeders use those. So, but the cold, it's serious.
Yeah. What are some tips? Like, I know that there's a lot of people in any community, anywhere, they may not even be involved with TNR, but they have stray cats,
they're feeding cats,
care for feral cats. What kind of homes? Because there's, you know, it's like the straw. Is there an easy tip that you can give everyone that wants to just help?
Well, I would say you definitely want to, first things first is it doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be like this, some gorgeous, amazing house that you put together. Yeah, they just want to stay warm. So a lot of times just the bins that you can get from a Home Depot or Walmart. We use the blue bins. I've seen some people even use, I saw one today, like it was a styrofoam thing even. And they was just melting the hole in the side, putting the straw in there, and they were going, insulating it and going right along with it. It doesn't have to look like some amazing thing. The cats aren't going to be like, you know what? This ain't my style. I'm not going in there.
That's why we love cats so much, right? Because they don't care. They don't care about that. Yeah, they don't care about stuff. Oh, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your fundraiser. What, just so people can know, because I know you have a goal that you're trying to get to for this fundraiser. And I want to encourage everyone to play their part and to donate. So let's talk a little bit about where those dollars go to, what kind of lives they're saving, what the money goes to.
Yeah. So the goal we're trying to reach is 20,000, 20K. And what we're raising funds for is all rescue, TNR cat rescue. And some of you may not know, but kitten season is coming up soon. And that's one of the main things that we're raising funds for. Kitten season is kind of like with people, because people seem to get married when it's warm. Cats tend to mate when it's warm. And so soon as it gets warm, you're going to see a lot more kittens, cats out. And that's what we're raising funds for, to not only get out there, spay and neuter, but to build more of those cat houses. And because I want to go out and educate a ton more, like a lot more. I did one trip to Greece and it was unbelievable. It was amazing. But we're raising funds to do more. I mean, it's basically what it's F4 fundraiser for Feline Festival, but that's exactly what it is. It's a fundraiser for the felines. It's for TNR education. And like I said, to do more, to go more places. I have people that reach out to me probably everywhere. I was just talking to a buddy of mine in Bessemer, Alabama. His name is Calvin Tucker. He goes by Black Noah. And he needs some help. I want to get out there and help him some more. He's been fighting and battling with Khaleesi virus. So there's there is a lot to do it. A lot that comes with it. Even outside of the TNR part, you also get into fosters, adopting. So we've been having a hand pretty much in summer everywhere. My buddy Nathan, the cat lady, we got a program called Nathan's Fosters. So we're raising funds on all over the end, the TNR, the foster, the adoption. We're trying to do it all. So that's where the funds is going. When you see the fundraiser festival, that's where the funds is going. TNR, more lives saved.
I have to say, one of the things that I like about you is the fact that you left, you know, your former life, you know, your career, and you are a good rapper. I'm excited. Have a treat
at your birthday party.
You just got bit by, you know, cat love, and you just went for it. You lived in a van. You saw the need. I mean, that's something that's so profound, is the suffering that happens. Like, we might think, cats don't tell us when they're sick. There's so much that goes on and so much that can be helped by a good TNR program. So you get bit by the cat love bug, right? And then there's something in you that's just like, you know what? I need to let more people know about this. Like, we were 10 years in before we even knew about TNR.
Right.
What, you know, so you have like a double whammy of this endless passion. It's just a really profound, incredible thing to see and watch you do. And then you go out and not just helping, you know, like fundraisers that actually help boots on the ground, but you go around and you're like, you're basically recruiting. You're getting people in touch with their.
And that's one of the things that I wanted to do. When I first got started, that was one of the things that I noticed. It was, I didn't see a lot of people like me. I didn't see a lot of guys. I didn't see a lot of people of color. And I wondered instantly why. Like, why is that? Because it's not like someone was stopping it from happening. But again, it was lack of education. And then I think the approach, that's one of the things. That's why Trap King, the approach, I wanted to approach it as if I was putting out another album, putting out a rap album. And I wanted to attract younger people, different crowds, because I could see if it's just one demographic doing all of this work, how much more help could we generate if we got more people engaged and involved in it and liking it? Because a lot of times we just see it as, oh, this is hard and it's sad, but there is a way to make this fun, cool. And for me personally, the first time I caught a cat, the first time I heard that trap door drop, I was like, we did it. We got him. We rescued him. Oh my God. Like, I love to see people's face light up. Nathan, my buddy, Nathan, the cat lady, I took him to trap his first cat, and the look on Nathan's face carrying that trap out with the cat, it was it. I think for the rest of the night, we couldn't even stop him.
It was like, that was fun. Yeah. He's also really competitive, so it helps. He's like, I'm gonna get more than you.
Right. It don't take Nathan long for that. He's like, man, I can trap more cats than you. I'm like, okay.
Let's go.
Right.
It's a good bet to take.
It's a good bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Wow. So this fundraiser, though, I think it's gonna be, I really hope, you know, if people have some dollars to give, let's go.
Yeah.
I
just love, and get these t-shirts, guys. I know that it's winter, and so people are like, I'm not wearing t-shirts right now, but I get that. But I wear it with a shirt underneath, get a size up. It's one up. Get, you know, like, yeah, get one up.
Get one size up. Kitten season is coming.
But the shirts are amazing, and we really, really, really want to push for everybody to get one, because everybody benefits there, right? You get your shirt, you get your good deed in for the day, and you're really helping to save all these kitties.
I see a lot of people jumping in. Rita Reimers is here saying
hey,
hello,
Rita.
CVA. Charlotte, great. She said you can get pre-made insulated cat houses at K&H is an excellent brand with different shapes and sizes. Very cool. But for a lot of the people that are jumping on, can you tell the details again about the when and where of the fundraiser?
Yeah, so it is the fundraiser for Feline Festival. It's Trap King's first big fundraiser on my own. We locked down a location called Ginger's Revenge here in Asheville, North Carolina. So January the 20th, and we're putting together swag bags now. We've had different like paintings, a lot of things that we're going to raffle off. Like I said, I'll be hosting it all night, doing a couple of my cat raps, cat songs. If y'all follow me, y'all done seen me make a couple of cat raps. Look at this guy. Hey, say hey.
Ah, Nipsey. Hi, little one.
Nipsey might be there, huh?
Oh my goodness. So you're gonna be MC for your birthday.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna be hosting it. We have a cat tarot card reader there that will be reading some fortunes as far as for people with their cats. Like I said, a string quartet is gonna play. We got a lot going on. The giveaways are gonna be crazy. So we're going to have people vote. We'll have a setup to where people can vote for their three favorite rescues. The three top favorite rescues, we're going to give them a ton of Aruva, bunch of cat food. Like I said, a bunch of swag bags, Trap King merch. It's going to be pretty big. I'm excited about it because, like I said, this is my first big one like this, and I'm hoping to do more.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wish you could live stream it. If we were still in Knoxville, Tennessee, we would be driving there.
We're still working on that now. I don't want to speak too soon, but we're still working on ways to live stream the event as well. So Even if I can't do the whole thing, I know I have to do some of it at least. So we're working on that now.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
You might need someone else if you're going to be the MC for the entire event. You might need someone else to film.
Right. I've been getting a lot of help from different groups out here. Forever Friends, Cat Rescue will be out here helping. So I'm definitely going to have some help too, but it's going to be fun.
I'm really excited about it. And guys, if you want to be a part of this, if you want to contribute to this, the links are in the description here to donate or to get your shirt, which is also a donation. Both those links are in the description here. So you guys, let's start off 2024. I have this feeling, Sterling, I just have this feeling that 2024 is going to be the most fire year yet. Like, it is going to be the best year ever.
I've been claiming it. I've been speaking on it, claiming it. I feel the same way. I mean, because last year was tough, a lot of learning lessons, a lot of things going on. But I think this is the year where we really do some big things. I mean, I'm actually even trying to go to Africa this year to rescue some cats. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Worldwide.
I love that.
Yes. Oh, I want to spread it. I want to spread it everywhere. It still amazes me sometimes of how many people. It amazed me when I didn't know nothing about it. When I first started doing it, I was like, wow, how have I loved cats all my life and never knew about this?
Same.
That's crazy. And I've had cats before, but I never knew about TNR. It took me, I ain't gonna say my age, but I ain't gonna say when it started. Well, my birthday just passed anyway, but it took me till around close to 30, I think, to even know what this was.
Yep. Yeah.
I was older than that.
We were older than 30 when we learned, what it was. And same, like, we've had cats our whole lives. We had already been together over 10 something years with cats. We started a business about cats and we still didn't know. But it was right after we started our company that a friend of ours that's in rescue that's here in Vegas, we were out at a women's group and she was like, oh my gosh, if you guys are going to be the Two Crazy Cat Ladies, do you want to get involved in TNR? And we're like, sure, what's that? And then,
can you believe that,
though? And then we learned so much hands-on, and it was like, it's not for the faint of heart. And it is, it's, quite difficult. I remember the first cat that we trapped because we did release forever, but when we trapped, the first cat, he ended up like, it was like crazy feral and we didn't lock the thing good enough, the cage good enough, had him in the back of the truck and he was gone. And we were like,
you get a rhythm after a while, but at first it's kind of like, oh, what am I doing? How did I do this right? Is this
sloppy?
It was sloppy, that's for sure.
I love that you put such an amazing energy behind educating people on what this is and why it's so important. It's really a motivating thing. So someone, if anyone's listening, if they've heard of TNR, if there's any way to ever get to a Trap King event or be around you doing your thing
and your energy,
it's really motivating. It may be something you know about, but it could be something that you would be really, really good at. Right.
And I plan to do a lot more events. One of the things that I did last year, thanks to Maddie's Fun and Tomahawk Live Trap and Mars Pet Care, is I was able to give away 100 traps, 100 Tomahawk Gravity Traps, which is my favorite trap. And I think it's good. I've been getting a ton of pictures and videos of people using a trap, but that's just something that I know when I started out, you use whatever traps they give you. People donate traps, you use whatever traps you can get, but this particular trap is a good trap, a good trap to start with. So we was able to give 100 of them out to rescuers all over the country in need, and it's been working out good. I've been loving the videos. If anybody on here got one of those traps from me and sent me a video, thank you. I love to see y'all using. I love to see y'all out there trapping. doing your thing.
I love that. Oh my God. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
What a way to celebrate. Well, great birthday.
Yeah. Lori Christine just said 2024 is the year of the cat.
Is that true?
Is that fact? If it, you know what? You said it, so I'm running with it.
I'll run with it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'll do the year of the cat for sure. That would be awesome. And make so much sense as to why we're like, we started off this year and we're like, it is already fire. Like we're only like 5 days in, and now we're only like 10 days in, and we're like, it is absolutely amazing and fire. It's just going to be the best year yet. So yeah, it would make sense that it's the year of the cat. So,
oh my God,
it's too late now. They just said it. So I'm running with it. It's the year of the cat. I'm claiming it.
Guys, we're about to wrap it up, but I do want to say for everyone here listening, how long are these shirts available? Do you have any idea?
Well, we're going to extend it out. We're going to, Aaron, we decided that we were shutting it down like the 5th, but we're going to try to at least extend it out to the end of this month because I want to see y'all out there during kitten season with some of these on, with the one-up shirt. So,
yes. Or if you guys know rescuers in your community and you want to get them shirts, like this is just awesome. I absolutely love this. Yeah. For anyone that this is their first time meeting you, where can they find you, follow you, learn from you, grow with you?
So I am on, the website, trapkinghumane.org. But you can see me all over Instagram, social media, Facebook, TikTok. It's the original Trap King. That's what I go by. And you usually gonna see me trapping or educating about cats. I'm actually from what we talked about earlier, I'm about to start talking a little bit more about FIV as I learn more about it, because I just had a situation with it recently. So I want to get into that more. So it's all types of education and good energy, good positive energy all the time. If you if you follow me, it's hugs. It's always this.
Yeah. You give damn good hugs. You
really do
give good hugs. Y'all give the best hugs.
I can't wait to make him bring it in again.
Oh, God. Sterling, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for being born. Happy birthday again. Yeah,
for being born.
Thank you. I love y'all.
We are so grateful for you, for all that you do, and just for the soul that you are. So thank you so much. And guys,
we'll be crossing our fingers for the fundraisers. Live stream.
Yes.
Click the link in my bio too. Check out the event fundraiser for Feline Festival. It's going down.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be fun. What if everybody shows up with one of these shirts on?
That? Oh my goodness! I'm not going to know what to do with myself.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we love you so much. And again, happy birthday.
And we'll talk to you soon. Yep. Thank you guys for joining.
Thank you guys.
Love y'all.